Today on Press TV, a 20-year-old Bahraini has died of wounds he sustained after being shot by regime forces. Mahmoud Isa Jaziri was directly shot in the head last week while he was attending protests marking the second anniversary of the Bahraini Revolution. He's the third Bahraini protester killed in less than 10 days. The UN Arab League Special Envoy to Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi, says a deadly bomb attack that rocked the Syrian capital on Thursday amounts to war crime. Brahimi described the attack as savage and unjustifiable. The devastating explosion which rocked the Mazraa neighborhood of Damascus left nearly 100 dead, among them schoolchildren. The US government is sending troops to the African country of Niger to support the French-led war on Mali. President Obama has said US forces will offer intelligence support to the French military. Washington has already signed an agreement with Niger to use its soil to operate drones destined for Mali. Israeli forces have injured nearly 100 Palestinian protesters in the West Bank city of Hebron, also known as Al-Khalil. Tear gas and rubber bullets were fired to disperse the protesters. The protesters are calling for the release of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails. People in the northern Yemeni city of Sadr have taken to streets again to reiterate their unmet revolutionary demands. Protesters also condemned US drone strikes on their country and urged an end to them. They said the strikes mostly target civilians, including women and children. Another economic headache for the UK, international rating agency Moody's slashed Britain's AAA credit rating by one notch. This is the first such incident since 1978. Moody's has said the downgrade is due to Britain's sluggish economic growth and rising debt burden. A continuing strike by workers at Spain's flag carrier Iberia Airlines has caused the cancellation of hundreds of more flights on Friday. This is the fifth and final day of the first week of strike, which is to continue next month. The strikers are protesting against planned job cuts for the company. At least four people have been killed and scores more injured in clashes between police and protesters in several cities across Bangladesh. Protesters are angry over what they see as an anti-Islam campaign by internet bloggers. Protesters have accused the bloggers of mocking the religion and its prophets. There's the latest here on Press TV.